After Sugarloaf Ridge State Park was closed due to budget cuts in 2012, five local nonprofits teamed up under the banner of Team Sugarloaf to reopen and operate the popular park near Kenwood. And in the summer of 2013, Bill Myers and a group of enthusiastic volunteers launched the Funky Friday concert series to raise money in support of the park.
The first year, we probably had 100 or 200 people that would come every Friday night for the event. We raised maybe $20,000 for the park that summer. Last year, we were probably up to 200, 300, even 400 people each Friday night, netted over $30,000 for the park. This is our third year. We've now had crowds in the 400 to 500 range. One heck of a crowd that's been coming every week.
But that success story has abruptly hit a brick wall.
3 weeks ago, all of a sudden we get a phone call from the park manager saying, Bill, we've got a problem. There's going to be a cap of only 125 people. We were devastated.
Dana Jones, the Northern Division Chief for State Parks, says that order came after her staff learned of the increased attendance.
When they started the event, it was agreed to have a number of attendees, how the event would be run, that kind of thing. And it has gotten beyond what the carrying capacity of the facility is unless we do some environmental look just to make sure we're not negatively impacting the park.
But according to Myers, the agreement Jones cites was little more than a casual exchange of intentions that Team Sugarloaf's park manager, John Roney, had with State Park staff.
It had nothing to do with any specific complaints or any specific problems, but it had everything to do with the fact that the paperwork wasn't completed properly. There's a document called a PEF, Project Evaluation Form, which needs to be filled out for any sort of event or construction project. 3 years ago, he never went any further with the state than a general email exchange about wanting to do this, and they agreed that it wouldn't be that much difference from the campfire talks that they have in the amphitheater, and so we went on from that point.
The PEF forms are now being processed, but Jones says that's going to take a while.
The operator has to complete some paperwork saying exactly what they want to do, areas that they want to do it, include maps, and it has to be reviewed by environmental staff. They have to determine if there's any impact to the environment, and if there is, how we're going to mitigate it. It is a legal process, so it has to be filed at a clearinghouse and be open for people to comment on and things like that.
Park staff from the Bay Area District Office in Petaluma have not been on site at Sugarloaf to monitor the concert events, Jones said. They were apparently responding to concerns raised by members of the California State Park Rangers Association following a visit earlier in July. But no specific complaints about impacts from the concerts have been cited. Meanwhile, with the last half of the Funky Friday concert series scaled back to just a third of their expected attendance, Meyer says the benefit events are no longer making any money for the park.
Attendance has been down severely. We estimated that we're losing about $25,000 of revenue for the parks by the last seven concerts being cut back severely.
But that's a loss that Jones notes is not being felt by state parks.
Actually, they do not give that money back to state parks. They have to put it back into the operation of the park, but they don't give it directly to state parks.
She's optimistic that the paperwork issues can be sorted out in time for a fourth concert series next summer. But with three more shows to see through, Myers and his volunteers think that